This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Four more people have been diagnosed in an outbreak of viral pneumonia in Wuhan, China, as U.S. health officials began screening airline passengers from that area. As of Saturday, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission said the total number of cases stands at 45, with five people in serious condition. 15 people have been discharged and the rest are in stable condition. Two people have died. U.S. health officials have been screening arriving passengers on direct or connecting flights from Wuhan at airports in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles. Chinese health officials said many of those who became sick worked at or visited a food market in the suburbs of Wuhan. Three cases have been detected outside China, two in Thailand and one in Japan, with health officials saying those patients had visited Wuhan before becoming sick. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi signed 33 agreements Saturday in a bid to speed up infrastructure projects in the Southeast Asian nation. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The agreements are part of the flagship Belt and Road Initiative, China's vision of new trade routes described as a 21st century Silk Road. Both countries also agreed to speed up the implementation of the China-Myanmar Economic Corridor, a giant infrastructure scheme worth billions of dollars. Xi's visit to Myanmar is the first of any Chinese leader in 19 years. He's hailed the meeting a new era of relations between the countries. But analysts say Myanmar was generally cautious of investments by Beijing and was also being careful ahead of elections later this year.
That's Emer McCarthy reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers managing the impeachment case against President Donald Trump filed a brief on Saturday laying out their arguments supporting charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. In making their case in the 111-page document, the lawmakers summarized arguments made during weeks of testimony late last year during the House impeachment investigation. They also called for Trump's removal in order to safeguard the integrity of the 2020 U.S. general election, in which Trump is seeking re-election, as well as the U.S. system of government. Meanwhile, Trump's legal team on Saturday issued a resounding rejection of the House's impeachment against him, proclaiming his innocence and calling the charges against the president a dangerous attack on all Americans. The fourth annual women's marches are taking place across the country, with some notable folks taking center stage. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Rise and roar!
Activist Donna Hill fired up the New York City crowd, where two separate rallies and marches converged on Times Square.
We will be the change that is needed in this world.
Evelyn Yang, the wife of presidential candidate Andrew Yang, who recently disclosed she was among the women who have accused a former OBGYN of sexual assault, told the crowd the rally's theme, Rise and Roar, is personal for her.
I am so honored to be here with you all, roaring for justice.
Women's marches around the country are focusing on issues including sex assault, climate change, reproductive rights, pay equity, immigration reform, and LGBTQ rights. Julie Walker, New York.
Iran is sending the black boxes of the Ukrainian passenger plane its military accidentally shot down this month back to Ukraine. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, Iranian authorities are also prepared for experts from France, Canada, and the U.S. to look at the data.
The director in charge of accident investigations at Iran's Civil Aviation Organization told Tasnim that the flight data recorder would be sent to France if experts could not read it in Kiev. Iran has faced a deepening crisis abroad and at home over the plane disaster, with authorities taking several days to announce that its military had accidentally shot the plane down. The downing occurred as Iran was on high alert for possible retaliatory action following its strikes on Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops. Those strikes were in revenge for the U.S. killing of top military commander Qasem Soleimani in a drone attack in Baghdad on January 3rd.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. And police fired volleys of tear gas and rubber bullets in Lebanon's capital Saturday to disperse thousands of protesters. About 150 people were injured amid some of the worst rioting since demonstrations erupted 3 months ago. I'm David Berg, VOA News.